Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of love, laughter, and all things partnership. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all need a little reminder about building healthy attachment styles. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells in a relationship? Or maybe you find yourself constantly craving reassurance from your partner? Well, my friend, you're not alone. These things are often tied to our attachment styles, which are basically the blueprints for how we connect with others in relationships. And trust me, knowing yours can be a total game changer. So, buckle up, buttercup, because today we're diving deep into understanding these different attachment styles that you're anxious, avoidant, and fearful, and how to build those rock-solid, healthy connections we all crave. Because let's face it, love shouldn't feel like a minefield. It should be a safe haven where we can truly be ourselves, vulnerabilities and all. Alright, let's get down to business. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you decode your attachment style and build healthy relationships. First things first, recognize that everyone has an attachment style. It's not about being good or bad, it's just about how we were wired, often shaped by our early childhood experiences. Think of it like your love language. Some people need words of affirmation, others crave physical touch, and some thrive on acts of service. Now, if you find yourself constantly needing reassurance, worrying about your partner's feelings, or fearing abandonment, chances are you might have an anxious attachment style. This doesn't mean you're clingy or needy, it just means your emotional needs require a little extra attention. On the flip side, if you tend to pull away when things get too close, prioritize independence, and find it hard to express your feelings openly, you might be leaning towards an avoidant style. Remember, there's nothing wrong with needing space. But healthy relationships involve finding that sweet spot where both partners feel secure enough to open up. If you're somewhere in between craving connection but also fearing vulnerability, you might have a fearful attachment style. This is totally understandable. It's all about balancing those opposing needs for closeness and autonomy. And then there's the golden standard, the secure attachment style. These folks tend to be confident, self-assured, and comfortable with both independence and intimacy. They communicate openly, are emotionally supportive, and build strong, trusting relationships. Now here's the exciting part. You can absolutely change your attachment style. It takes conscious effort and a willingness to learn, but it's totally achievable. Think of it like learning a new language. It takes time and practice, but once you get the hang of it, the rewards are incredible. One powerful tool is self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in relationships. Notice when you start getting anxious or withdrawing, that's your cue to take a step back and assess the situation. Speaking of real-world examples, ever notice how some couples seem to glide through arguments like they're on an ice rink? They communicate openly, listen with empathy, and find solutions together. That's often because they have secure attachment styles. They know how to navigate challenges while feeling safe and supported. On the other hand, imagine a couple where one person constantly needs reassurance, and the other shuts down at the slightest hint of conflict. That's a potential clash of insecure attachment styles. It might be unintentionally fueling each other's anxieties, creating a cycle of pain and misunderstanding. The key takeaway here is that understanding your own attachment style and working towards building secure connections takes effort, but it's absolutely worth it. Remember, healthy relationships are built on trust, respect, open communication, and a willingness to be vulnerable with each other. So, my beautiful listeners, go forth and embrace those healthy attachments. I want to hear your thoughts and experiences. What have you learned about yourself? Share your insights in the comments below or tag me on social media, Relationship Goals Pod. Remember, together we can build a world of love, laughter, and truly fulfilling relationships. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.